Blog Talk Radio.
About to move in this place. And don't worry about who is sitting next to you. Say, excuse me just a minute. I've got something I need to dance about. I got something I need to shout about. The psalmist then says, when trouble is in your life, what do? You sing praises. Sing praises unto God with understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise it.
Benton. Not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No. Not one. Ah, thank you, Jesus. No, not one. None else like he. He's so high and let you can reach him. He's so lonely. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he
tonight. Oh Lord, light the fragrance My sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in his mighty name. Amen. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence. We thank you, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to move Travis this morning. Move in every area of our lives. We surrender this service to you, this prayer service to you. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way in our lives, Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We totally surrender our lives to you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry unto you for mercy. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our siblings, mercy for our nieces and our nephews, mercy for each and every one of us, O God. We pray for your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, we repent of all that we've done. Bring glory and honor to your name. O God, we repent, O God. In the name of Jesus, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us not to be tempted, O God, not to engage into sin. And we pray, Lord, that even when we slip and fall, when the Holy Spirit convicts us, we will come into repentance. But Father God, we want to do what is right. We want to stay in your grace. We want to stay in your presence. In your presence, oh God, there is fullness of joy. So Father God, we want to be in your will, not our will, but let our will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Father, we soak our spirit. We soak our souls. We soak our minds in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the cyberspace, over the network, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak their destinies in the blood of Jesus. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, the blood. We soak our nieces, our nephews, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns us. Father, we claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. O Father God, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of of faith and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father, we put the armor on ourselves, on our children, grandchildren, on our spouses, in the name of Jesus, on our siblings, on our nieces, our nephews, in the mighty name of Jesus, on each and every one of us this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to lead us and guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to war on our behalf. The holy angels that are assigned to this service, the holy angels that are assigned to our lives as individuals, oh God, we ask you, send your holy angels to do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your holy angels guide and be with us, O God. War on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Do your bidding in our lives. Lord, this morning we pray for fresh oil in the name of Jesus, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fresh oil, O God. Not the anointing from yesterday, but the anointing of fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing. Empower us, Holy Ghost. Empower us to do the will of our Father. In the name of Jesus, Gloria Masteria Kurumase, Haremasotoriaka, Uriya Masanderia Kurumase, the fresh oil, O God, empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus, Uriya Masteria Kurumase. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Spirit of the Living God, we bless your name. Spirit of the Living God, we praise your name in the name of Jesus. O God, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We gave you the glory. We gave you the honor, O God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We have come into the first Saturday of this month, the seventh day, O God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We never would have made it without you, O God. So we say thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We don't take these things for granted. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before us. Heaven and earth adore us. What a mighty God we serve. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Oh, Father, we come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destiny. We decree and declare and prophesy that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Father God, that we gather together against us, but they will not be revealed. Lord, when you are for us, who can be against us? So we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name, O God. O God, we give you all the glory. We give you the honor. O Lord, we magnify your name, O God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the fresh anointing, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are right here with, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we adore you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for moving in our lives. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Amongst the God, there is none like thee. Glorious in holiness, oh, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, as I bring this word this morning, Lord, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Almighty God, I hide behind the cross. All of you, O God, and none of me. Let your word come forth. And the power and in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Psalm 127. I'm just going to bring this. The Lord just been saying this to me over and over. And I'm going to just do verse 1. Except the Lord built the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord built the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicketh but in vain. Hallelujah. But we are looking at verse 127a1. We're not going to keep the city. We're looking at the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So what are we looking at? We are within the living God. God took me this morning to Romans. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What am I saying? Except the Lord build the house, the builder builds it in vain. The first thing for the Lord to build your house, many times that we have allowed the enemy before we came into Christ to build that house, whatever household of pride, house of haughtiness, some house in the dark kingdom of Satan. But God has brought us into his marvelous light. And we know that Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, Hallelujah. If we confess with our mouths, if we believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, this is a scripture when people receive Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. So when you receive Jesus, then salvation is released on them. When you receive Jesus and the fast, although wherever you are inviting Jesus into your heart, into your home. He said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." So when he's knocking at the door of our heart, he wants to come in. So when we open that door and he comes in, hallelujah, that means now we are under him. It is not our way, but it is his way. Hallelujah. It is not our way, but his way. When he comes in, so darkness disappears. When Jesus comes, everything dark, every dark area of your life disappears. You are in. I am in Joseph's surrender to him. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. So we give our life to Jesus and we allow him to move in our lives. So that's why he sends the Holy Spirit who will lead us and guide us. So we're not doing things our way now. We're not doing things to please the flesh. We're doing things to please the Lord. So we're allowing him to build a house. Hallelujah. That whole structure that have been that the enemy has built in our hearts, in our lives, is uprooting it, tearing it. The fire of the Holy Ghost is struggling and tearing it down, breaking it, because that house, the builder is building in vain, because it's not God. That house that the enemy has built within us, it's a host that leads to death and the host that leads to hell. But when Jesus builds that host that will receive him and he abides in us, he lives in us, hallelujah, then the builder is not building in vain when the storms come and the rain comes. That house is built on Christ, the solid rock. So regardless of whatever comes, the house will not break. It will not spoil. But that house that's built by the enemy, that the storms and the rain come, building the house on the sand instead of the rock, guess what happened? It is destroyed. Brothers and sisters, this morning, as the Lord keep bringing that. So My question is for myself, for every one of us, who's building the house in us? Have we allowed Jesus Christ to take full possession? Or do we want to build some part of the house? It will not work. Do we want to build Jesus Christ as the foundation? Do we want to put our self-will of wall up? So the wall we're putting up is our will, not God's will. So when a storm comes, boom, it's gone. Are we allowing Jesus Christ to build the foundation of our lives? Because that foundation that we've been in is supposed to is messed up. Generational curses, different things. Oh, yes, it's a foundation of our way. It's a foundation that is made from straws. It's not a foundation that is built with Christ, a solid rock. Are we allowing him? My sisters and brother, we have to allow Christ. We believe in him. We believe in him. We know he raised. God raised Jesus from the dead. We confess. When you confess, you're releasing. You say, I believe in Christ. You believe. You're confessing. But then you got to allow him to take preeminence in our lives, in every single area of our lives. And it will not be comfortable because you've been doing things, I've been doing things on my own. Before you receive Christ, it's always been you. But when you receive Christ now, it is Christ in you. Christ is leading. Christ is directing. You are only following him, not the voice of stranger, but following him, which will lead to a life that is fulfilled, because regardless, you have that peace when you follow Christ. Peace that surpasses all understanding. At peace, a rich man might have all the money, but they don't have that peace. There's still trouble, but you have that peace. Even when you don't have food in your house, you have peace because you know, you trust. You. Christ cannot come into your house and leave you. No, he will. When he comes in, he blesses you. He says, I came. John 10:10. That you may have life, have it more abundantly. So this morning, as we move into the Holy Communion, I want you to think it through. Have you allowed Christ to take complete control of your life? Hallelujah. Have you giving your whole life? You're not going to build the walls or build the windows. No. When it storms and wind comes, it will, boom, it's gone. You're not going to put one bit of a brick or anything. Christ is the one that is going to do everything. And even when you go through different things, he's right there with you. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Let us get you ready for communion in Jesus' name. Amen.
So today, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you pour out your fire on us. Pour out your spirit on us. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We ask you, Lord, once again for mercy. Forgive us, O God, for not allowing you, O God, to come into our lives to take preeminence and take control. Forgive us for not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us for teachers. And forgive us for not allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us. Forgive us for doing things our way, building walls that can be destroyed, building blocks that can be destroyed, building blocks made with straws. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy, because, Lord, yes, this house will fall. The house that we build will fall, and we're building it in vain. Forgive us for the selfish ways. Forgive us for allowing you to build some part of our lives and not others, Father God, because unless you build the whole house, not part of it, our labor is in vain. So, Father, we pray for mercy. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy is new every morning. Father God, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you, O God, to teach us to love as you love and teach us to forgive others as you forgive us. You said if we don't forgive others their trespasses, you will not forgive us our trespasses. So, Father God, teach us how to forgive and love as you love. In the name of Jesus, although there are times, many times it hurts, but it is not about us, it's your will. Your grace is sufficient. Father, as we come to the Holy Communion, Father God, we ask you for mercy. We ask you, oh God, for mercy, mercy, mercy. We do not want anything to come on our lives because we have not forgiven and we have not done what you've asked us to do. And Father God, help those who we ask for forgiveness, let them forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And be receptive, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we bless your name. We ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, bless the Holy Communion, O God. Breathe on it, take it from the natural to the supernatural. Oh, almighty God. Oh, Father, breathe on it. The DNA that is in Jesus Christ, release that DNA that is in the blood of Jesus into the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we invoke and activate the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus in our lives. Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, we bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, breathe on each and every one of us. Breathe on us. Breathe in our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus Christ has seen that in which he was betrayed took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or your bread that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This you do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat his bread and drink his cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the covenant blessings that come with the Holy Sacrament. Receive those blessings in our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, deliverance, restoration. Father God, when we talk about your blood, it's unlimited breakthroughs and blessings. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name for shielding us with favor in the name of Jesus. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We surrender again to you, Lord. Again, completely, totally, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, let your perfect will be done in our lives. We pray for the Sabbath day blessing to be released upon each and every one under the sound of my voice, upon their children, their household, and themselves, ourselves, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Sabbath offering, O God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless it. We pray for multiplication. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for open doors. We thank you for divine opportunities. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to save, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, there's so much you do. If we had thousands and millions of tongues, it's not enough. But we say thank you together. We thank you for multiplication of provision. We thank you that we'll never be without, that you will always be there. We thank you, Lord, for your supernatural strength. We thank you, Lord, that we soar upon the air, the winds of the Holy Spirit. So I ask you to bless each and every one this morning and their families, spouses, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you this morning and every day. Have a blessed Sabbath day, safe weekend. Be safe in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.